is week one. What's up, everybody? This is Louis DiBiase, as always, the host of Locked On Eagles, a Monday edition of the podcast as we kick off the 2019 NFL season. We made it. Congratulations, Eagles fans across the globe. We got through mini camps. We got through OTAs. We got through training camp, and we got through the preseason. It is officially game week as the Philadelphia Eagles take on the Washington Redskins this Sunday at 1 o'clock at Lincoln Financial Field, and I am just so excited to be bringing you this podcast throughout our second season here as part of the new era of Locked On Eagles with myself and Gino Camilleri, and it's going to be a fun week, ladies and gentlemen. And I know, football season just starting off, you probably a bunch of people out there downloading new podcasts, you know, want to find some new Eagles coverage. Once again, I am, for the new listeners out there, I am Louis DiBiase, a co-host of Locked On Eagles alongside Gino Camilleri, and you're listening to the Locked On Podcast Network, where we are a daily podcast network about your favorite team. You can find all 32 NFL teams. You can find NBA teams, MLB, college sports as well, and we record four to five podcasts a week as we get you ready for the game on Sunday or maybe Thursday and also on Monday nights as well. So we do recommend you subscribe to the podcast because there's not an Eagles podcast out there that you're going to get 4 to 5 shows a week downloaded into your phone. So make sure you're subscribed. It can be on Apple Podcasts. It can be on Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, the Himalaya podcast app. Wherever you listen to the pods, you can always subscribe to the show there. Just tell Siri or Alexa to play Locked On Eagles, and you can always check it out as well on LockedOnEagles.com. We post all our shows on our website as well. So if you like to listen to podcasts on a website, on your desktop, maybe at work in your little cubicle, then you can find us that way as well. So we're gearing up for Eagles-Redskins this week. We'll have a deeper preview later on this week. On Wednesday, we'll have our crossover edition with Locked On Redskins. Me and Gino will get into matchups to look out for and other dynamics of this season opener tomorrow, and we'll touch on it tomorrow and also Thursday and Friday as we get you ready for the weekend. As for today, though, Doug Peterson met with the media for a press conference, and there was a lot to take away from it that I thought I would want to kick the week off with, because there were some very impactful things he said that are going to impact the Eagles, especially on defense, week one against Washington. And the big lead story for today here on Locked On Eagles is Doug Peterson announcing the starting cornerbacks. And we finally have some clarity on the Eagles CB picture heading into week one. Let's listen to what Doug Peterson had to say today when he was asked who the starting corners were going to be. He specifically was asked to list the top two corners, as Avante Maddox has really been expected to be your slot guy for the 2019 season.
Top two guys?
Well, obviously going in, I mean, you know, we'll see where Darby's at the end of the week, but Darby and Sydney obviously could be the top two. Rasul's going to play quite a bit, and then, you know, Avante's going to be in the mix at nickel. So, I mean, all four guys are going to play.
So there you have it, Doug Peterson talking with the media, and look, he announced it. It's going to be Ronald Darby on the right side. It's going to be Sidney Jones on the left, and it's going to be Avante. He didn't specifically say Avante Maddox in the slot, but look, Rasul Douglas is not a slot corner, and Maddox has been playing in that role through the majority of the summer. As really, Darby's been out. What it mostly has been is Sidney Jones on the outside with Rasul Douglas, and it's been Avante Maddox inside. And look, it's not surprising for me at all. I know most of you guys know out there, I'm a pretty diehard supporter of Rasul Douglas to start at corner. But it wasn't surprising at all. If you listen to the CB Wars podcast with me, Gino, and Lars, I predicted almost exactly this, only I had Jalen Mills playing over Sidney Jones, because if Jalen Mills was healthy, which of course we now know he is not, he was placed on the PUP list last week or this weekend. We thought, I mean, at least I know I did, and a lot of people out there thought on Eagles Twitter and fans and media members alike, that if Mills was healthy, Jim Schwartz was not going to bench him. We'd believe it when we saw it. But with him being out, it was expected that, look, it seems like the coaching staff and the front office especially is committed to seeing through the development of Sidney Jones. And at the same time, Ronald Darby, when you bring in a guy making nearly $9 million, he can make up to that much money this year. You're not having a guy come back on a one-year prove-it deal only for him to sit on the bench. So it was pretty expected that Rasul Douglas was not going to play, I guess. Look, I'm just going to have to continue this hashtag Free Zul movement as he is going back to the bench. And, you know, shout out to Justin Grasso of Inside the Eagles. Shout out to Liam Jenkins of the Philly Sports Network as co-leaders of this movement. We're going to have to keep fighting the good fight because Rasul Douglas, for, you know, all he did last year, all the positives he did down the stretch and the great summer he had, even the coaches specifically mentioned him by name multiple times, it just still wasn't enough for him to be a starting corner as Darby and Jones seemingly, quote-unquote, beat him out. So we'll get into that as well coming up on the show. But guys, we have to give a shout-out to one of our sponsors today. The opening week of the NFL is brought to you by Mack Weldon. Mack Weldon is a premium men's essential brand that believes in smart design and premium fabrics. Mack Weldon is better than whatever you're wearing right now. Use the promo code LOCKEDON, and it gets you 20% off at MackWeldon.com. Again, if you use the promo code LOCKEDON, you'll get 20% off at MackWeldon.com. If you need some new clothes, if you're going shopping, check them out, MackWeldon.com. We thank them for sponsoring the Locked On Eagles podcast today. So getting back into this corner thing, look, I understand, even as an avid Rasul Douglas supporter, somebody that I believe should be a core piece of this defense in the secondary for the future, I do understand why they're playing Sidney Jones on the outside over Rasul. I have also been an avid supporter of Sidney Jones and have advocated for the patience that the Eagles have showed with Jones. And look, they played him with Jalen Mills last year and Darby in the slot. I saw a lot of positives. I think he kind of came the butt of a lot of jokes down the stretch, like most corners are when they get burned a lot, primarily because in that Cowboys game, he really did get exploited by Amari Cooper, but it was because he had a hamstring injury. I mean, this guy was a second-round pick. He should have been a top 10 pick, should have been a top 15 pick at the least if he didn't tear his Achilles during his pro day with Washington. So, yes, I understand why you're starting him, the guy with the most upside of any of these corners, the guy that you need to see what he can do on the outside. I'm very excited now to see Sidney Jones and his ability to really get a legitimate look on the outside, not just by necessity because everybody else is injured, not just putting him in the slot because you want to get him on the field, but you refuse to move Jalen Mills or Darby around the formation. Now he actually gets a legitimate opportunity to be a staple of this defense. And if he plays well for the first, let's say, right, 6 weeks, because that's how long Jalen Mills will be on the PUP, if he stays healthy and he doesn't struggle and he can hold off Rasul Douglas on the bench, then he is not going to lose this job. Whereas Rasul Douglas seemingly can play really well in the field, but he can still lose his job because the team maybe just isn't as committed to him as a guy like Sidney Jones. So Sidney Jones finally has the opportunity where we can get, and we all have the opportunity to get an extended look at him as the true outside corner that they drafted him to be. Although I said, hey, you could go in this year with Darby, you know, Sidney Jones, Rasul Douglas on the outside, you push Jones inside, Maddox at safety. It was never going to be his natural position. He has said it. Draft experts said it. The coaching staff has said it. They do see Sidney Jones as an outside corner. So I understand them wanting to see that through 100%. Ronald Darby is where I have the problem. And you guys know this. You guys know that when it comes to Douglas versus Darby, there's a lot of Darby supporters out there. I get it. But I'm just never going to be the one, until proven otherwise, until I see a consistent separation of talent and ability between in production between Darby and Douglas, I'm going to be on team Douglas. I just think Darby has been too inconsistent, seriously injured multiple times throughout his time with the Eagles the last 2 years. On top of Douglas having a better year than him in 2018, he has the size and tackling that Darby doesn't have, and he has equal, if not better, playmaking abilities when it comes to, you know, turnovers. Rasul Douglas has 5 picks in his first 2 seasons. I saw a stat from Ruben Frank of NBC Philly that only 7 players that were 25 or younger have more picks than Rasul Douglas to start their career in the NFL. So with all those that combination, I just don't feel like it was justified that Darby came back in after being injured again. I mean, we like to harp on Sidney Jones a lot. Ronald Darby's had two serious leg injuries in back-to-back years that have held him out of playing time, that have pushed Rasul Douglas and the likes of Sidney Jones into the starting lineup. I just don't feel like he deserved, and look, I think it was expected, but not justified that he just came right back in and stole a spot from Rasul Douglas. So that's where I have the problem. It's not Sidney Jones beating out Douglas. Once Darby came back, I pretty much knew this was going to be the way it worked. It was just, for me, I wish they weren't as adamant that Darby is the CB1, right, and it's unquestioned. For me, I don't think he has played well enough, even throughout his career in Buffalo, to warrant that. Look, he definitely has upside. This is a very exciting cornerback group. Darby, Sidney Jones, Avante Maddox, there's a lot of speed there. There's a lot of athleticism, a lot of flexibility, a lot of good playmaking skills on the ball. But you got to understand Douglas's frustrations for sure. I mean, he's not even guaranteed to be the next man up when Mills and LeBlanc return, right? I mean, if Sidney Jones struggles and you get to week six, is Rasul Douglas going to come in over Jalen Mills? I don't know. I mean, and especially in the slot, Kravon LeBlanc is probably going to be the primary slot guy if Avante Maddox gets hurt, or if Avante Maddox somehow in some scenario ends up playing on the outside. So you do have to understand Douglas's frustrations with him being a top seven corner according to PFF last year from week 12 on. He dominated Michael Thomas in the playoffs. He led the team in interceptions again. He was the number one rated corner against the run and in tackling from week 12 on, according to PFF. So when you play that well, on top of a promising rookie season when he filled in for Ronald Darby, you do got to imagine with Douglas, he's sitting there thinking, what else can I do? Is this just something where the Eagles just don't believe in him, you know, long term? Maybe this is the top three they want, Darby, Maddox, and Jones. Or at the same time, maybe they like Darby more than Douglas, but they don't like Darby more than Douglas plus $12 million. So, I mean, it's still not over for Douglas for sure. There's still times this year he's going to play. We saw the injuries last year push him into the lineup, and also Darby being a free agent next year makes things interesting because they might believe in Douglas enough to where they'll let Darby leave and go cash in elsewhere in free agency. But, yeah, look, I think it is frustrating for Douglas, but I do understand the logic when it comes to Sidney Jones and Avante Maddox for sure. I also am really going to hate if right cornerback versus left cornerback was part of this decision. You know, for me, that just is not something that – it's pretty much the same position, and I detest when – defensive coordinators do not rotate their corners. For me, that's a way an offense can exploit mismatches. Let's say you're a team like the Chiefs, right? Let's say the Eagles, I mean, because this kind of happened in the Super Bowl against the Patriots where Darby had a mismatch against Gronk and the Patriots continued to go after that in the second half of that game. You kind of could have the same thing where, let's say hypothetically, it's Chiefs-Eagles and Rasul Douglas, who's someone that, yeah, he will struggle against a guy like Tyreek Hill. And then you have Darby, who will struggle against a bigger target like Travis Kelce. If I'm Kansas City, I'm keeping Travis Kelce on Darby's side the entire time, and I'm keeping Hill on Douglas's side the entire time. So some people are like, well, it was never going to be Douglas over Jones because, you know, Douglas is a right corner and Jones is a left. For me, yes, I know that's a part of Schwartz's scheme, and it's a part of the philosophy of his defense is not rotating his corners, but I just really hope that wasn't a big part of it. And also, I mean, the problem I have is with the right corner, not the left corner anyway. I just think if that was part of the decision, I just think it's a dumb strategy that many defensive coordinators definitely use. All right, we're going to take a quick break right here on the Locked On Eagles podcast. When we come back, we got a little more news when it comes to the cornerback position, specifically with Kravon LeBlanc. And then Doug Peterson also had a lot of news and updates when it comes to the health. A lot of these core Eagles starters have kind of been up in the air whether or not they'll play against Washington on Sunday. So we got a positive update from a lot of those players coming up. This is the Locked On Eagles podcast. And guys, the NFL season begins this week, which means Crossover Wednesday will be back, starting with Locked On Eagles and Locked On Redskins. For the entire regular NFL season, you will get a special episode every Wednesday as the hosts from opposing sides meet up to preview the excitement of the games happening that week. Find your favorite team wherever you get your podcast, and be sure not to miss the NFL listeners' favorite segment, Crossover Wednesday. We'll be right back. This is Locked On Eagles. All right, everybody, we are back. Welcome in Louis DiBiase kicking off week one here on the Locked On Eagles podcast. Getting into the CB position once again, we finally do have some clarity on the position with Darby and Jones on the outside against Washington and Avante Maddox in the slot with Rasul Douglas as your fourth healthy corner right now. And when it comes to the health of the cornerback position, they're still recovering, and specifically Jalen Mills, who was placed on the PUP list, and Cravon LeBlanc. And Cravon had a pretty busy day today in Philadelphia, and not only was he re-signed, they extended LeBlanc through 2020, but then they also placed him on IR. So a positive thing for LeBlanc, and then that comes with the negative here. But it is not the typical placing him on IR, he's out for the season kind of move. I think with LeBlanc and Howie Roseman talked about it this week, why they kept him on the 53 and did not place him initially on the IR, the PUP, was that it was not a season-ending injury. So while today they did decide to put him on the IR, Howie Roseman a couple days ago did just say that it's not a season-ending injury. So while now, yes, he has to be out for at least the first 8 weeks of the season, he can return at the midway point, which is really big news. You could be getting LeBlanc and Mills back around the same time, with Mills being on the PUP list right now. He's out for the first 6 weeks. So the Eagles could be getting both LeBlanc and Mills back at the same time and really bolstering the cornerback depth. So it was great news to see him get re-signed. You know, that's just more depth. It's great depth, really. I mean, this is a guy that played in some big games last year and, you know, had big showings. You look at that game against the Giants to save the season, you know, his work on Odell Beckham in the red zone that game, against New Orleans in the playoffs, you know, picking Drew Brees off on the first play from the Saints offense. He was actually rated as the highest playoff corner the first 2 weeks of the playoffs. So Cravon LeBlanc as your fifth or sixth corner, being your primary backup in the slot for another two seasons, is a really positive thing to have. An explosive corner, fast, physical, a great tackler for his size, and someone you just found off the streets that you're not paying a lot of money to. The fact that you can have him in-house, and he's young too, for two more years, is it was a great move by the Eagles to lock him up despite the injury. With the injury, though, with him being placed on IR, that does guarantee he and Mills will be out at least, I mean, again, Mills 6 weeks compared to LeBlanc's eight, but pretty much semantics here, pretty much the first half of the season. So while the Eagles only carried five corners, with LeBlanc being the fifth, right now they only have four healthy, so do expect a fifth corner to be brought in at some point here within the next week, two, or three. You know, with Darby, too, still, I mean, he's expected to play week one, but they only have had three corners fully 100% healthy all summer in Douglas, Jones, and Maddox. And, you know, we know Jones has been battling injuries throughout his entire NFL career so far. So they released Orlando Scandrick, but do expect them to bring Scandrick back. I think that he will end up being back with the Eagles as that fifth corner while they wait for LeBlanc and while they wait for Mills, for sure. Because right now, the only four healthy guys you have, and of course, Malcolm Jenkins can play corner, and, you know, Rodney McLeod has that history as well, but, you know, you're going to be relying on those guys so much as safeties that if there was an injury or two or five like there was last year in just such a short span, and, you know, that was so unlucky, but at the same time, it's happened before. So I'm sure they're going to get another body in here, as Rasul Douglas is your only healthy backup right now. So, yeah, LeBlanc placed on the IR today, but he was also re-signed through 2020. So a little good with a little bad here with LeBlanc, but it's not all bad because they do still expect him to return in 2019. All right, we got to hit one more break, ladies and gentlemen, and when we come back, Doug Peterson had some updates on Fletcher Cox, on Ronald Darby, on Nigel Bradham, Brandon Brooks, Derek Barnett, and talked about whether they're on pace to play this Sunday against Washington or not. So we'll get into that coming up next right here on the Locked On Eagles podcast. And guys, today we are sponsored also by Blue Chew. This isn't just for guys who can't perform, if you know what I mean. It's for any guys who want that extra function to enhance their performance in the bedroom. Blue Chew is prescribed online and it ships straight to your door in a discreet package, so no in-person doctor visits, no waiting in the pharmacy, and best of all, no more of that awkwardness that makes you crawl your, you know, your skeleton come out of your skin. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for our Locked On Eagles listeners. When you visit BlueChew.com, you get your first shipment for free when you use the promo code LOCKEDON. All you got to do is pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BLUECHEW, BlueChew.com, promo code LOCKEDON to try it for free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring the Locked On Eagles podcast today. We'll be right back. We'll get into some health updates of some of the big-time Eagle starters heading into Washington. Louis DiBiase, don't go anywhere. All right, Eagles fans, we are back wrapping up this Monday edition of the show. 6 days away from the Eagles kicking off their 2019 season against the Washington Redskins at home. I envy all of you out in Philadelphia that are going to the game. Wish I could be down there, but I got a couple games planned to be in person this year in Buffalo against the Bills, my hometown, where I am working currently full-time in sports radio. And I'm also headed down to Miami, you know, later on in the season. And considering their weekend moves, trading away Laremy Tunsil and Kenny Stills and starting Ryan Fitzpatrick, it seems like they'll probably be a good team to go see a game with the Eagles playing them. As you imagine, they're kind of tanking a little bit right now. Down the stretch towards the end of the year, I do imagine that could be a gimme game for the Eagles. So I think that's a good two road games to go to in 2019. And with 2019, the season coming up here, we've had some good news when it comes to the injury front for the Eagles. Doug Peterson said today, Fletcher Cox, Ronald Darby, Nigel Bradham, Brandon Brooks, and Derek Barnett are all on pace to play week one. So, you know, I know me personally, the past week I've been kind of like, not nervous against Washington because I think the Eagles are the superior opponent. And, you know, between the two, they are the superior team, and they should be a heavy favorite, especially at home. I mean, the Link has been one of the hardest places to play for opposing road teams the past couple years. And really, you know, for a long time now, for sure, the Eagles play great at home. It's part of why they won the Super Bowl, getting home field advantage 2 years ago. But, you know, at the same time, you're like, man, Fletcher Cox might be banged up. Are they going to have Nigel Bradham? They're probably not going to have Brandon Brooks at right guard. Derek Barnett still battling injuries. DeSean Jackson now dealing with a broken left finger, although he's going to play. You know, it just seemed like they once again were not at 100%. And you were hoping that this season was not going to kick off the same way that much of 2018 went, where they just could not get to 100%. And that kind of left you wondering at the end of the season when they did fall short in the second round. It had you wondering, man, what if this team was, you know, healthy throughout the entirety of the season? Things maybe, you know, could have been different. But we did get some really good news here, though. Cox, Darby, Bradham, Brooks, and Barnett are all actually on pace to play on Sunday. And I think the biggest surprise of all of those is Brandon Brooks. I cannot believe, I mean, what? He got injured in January against the Saints. He tore his Achilles in the last game in the divisional round. So February, March, April, May, June, July. It's been 7 months for a 300-pound right guard recovering from one of the hardest injuries to come back from, a torn Achilles, especially for a guy of that size who has the mobility that thrives off mobility for an offensive lineman getting upfield in zone run blocking schemes like Brooks has done over the past 3 years with the Eagles. That is a hard injury to come back from, especially for 7 months. I mean, we were talking about last year how good Wentz was for coming back from a torn ACL, how impressive he was in 9 months. The fact that Brandon Brooks is now 7 months removed from a torn Achilles and he's about to play in this game is so damn impressive. And he, again, I know I say it all the time on the podcast, he is so, I think, I don't want to say underappreciated, but I think so underrated in the NFL as one of the best interior, not just one of the best interior offensive linemen in the league, but one of the best offensive linemen in the league. And the fact that he was able to rehab this good is awesome, and we'll see if they actually do rush him back week one. It might not even be rushing him back. If he's ready, he's ready. I know Big V, I have a lot of confidence in Big V at right guard right now. I thought he had a hell of a summer transitioning as a left tackle and right tackle to the right guard position where he's going to be the primary backup now. You know, he'll be the primary backup at right tackle, I'm sure, too. But I do have confidence in Vitae if he needs to play. But at the same time, if they can get Brooks back week one, that was something I bet not a lot of people were expecting for sure. Nigel Bradham back too is really big. He's going to be the only linebacker that plays, you know, at least, I would say, what, 60-plus percent of the time. I mean, he's going to be an every-down linebacker. They need him right now, especially with Kamu Grugier-Hill injured. You only have Zach Brown and L.J. Fort as proven inside linebackers that are healthy, ready to go right now. So Bradham was kind of up in the air because just a couple weeks ago, he still wasn't participating in practice fully. He wasn't doing any contact drills. It was more so just walkthrough stuff that he could participate in. So the fact that Brooks and Bradham are back, I would not have predicted either one of them were going to play in this game. So it's awesome to hear that both of them are on pace to play on Sunday against Washington. And then with Darby, do expect Rasul Douglas to play a little bit. When you were listening to back to the audio of Doug Peterson's press conference today, you might have heard that he did say, you know, Douglas will be in the mix quite a lot when he talked about who the starting three corners will be. So I do imagine he will probably play a good amount against Washington with Darby not getting any preseason snaps, recovering from a torn ACL. And again, I think that was kind of him more so saying as a courtesy to Douglas, like, you know, he'll be in the mix this year because he really won't unless there is an injury. But at the same time, I was kind of thinking of it after the press conference. There could be situations where they do use four corners. It would just be they choose to use Rasul instead of maybe Anderson Dejo on the field. Or, I don't know, could there be a package where they don't play Nigel Bradham or any linebackers and they run with seven defensive backs? I wouldn't think it's crazy considering I think Jenkins, McLeod, Sendejo, and Douglas are all players that can kind of be hybrid linebackers in certain situations that are really good against the run, really good tacklers. So I could see it. I mean, I do think Rasul Douglas could see the field in a backup role this year, but I think for the most part, I think you should take that with more weight when it comes to this week because it more so has to do with Darby's health. Because outside of that, I mean, unless they do that, what I was just saying with four corners a lot of the time, which they really won't do that outside of maybe sporadic periods here and there. Outside of that, you know, it's going to be harder for him to crack the lineup without an injury. But sounds like Darby's going to play in some fashion week one. Cox is going to play, which is huge. Exploit that interior of Washington's offensive line right now that's starting Eric Flowers. But the biggest one, though, and Derek Barnett, too. I'm so excited for Derek Barnett and the step that he can take in his third year to kind of pick up where he left off last year. He seemingly was set for a breakout second year. I think that's going to happen in his third year. All right, that's all the news for today on this Monday edition of Locked On Eagles. We'll be back tomorrow. I have my stat projections for the 2019 season, so that'll be a fun episode tomorrow. We got Crossover Wednesday with Locked On Redskins, and then Thursday we have a deeper preview, and then we get to the weekend, and we watch some Eagles football, ladies and gentlemen. So that's going to do it for today's edition of the show. Once again, if you could subscribe, make sure you do it so you get 4 to 5 shows a week. If you could leave us a review, it's how we grow the show, a 5-star rating, hopefully. And then the conversation always continues on Twitter, at Locked On Birds, at DiBiase, LOE, at Gino_LOE, and Lars is at LarsLewis12. All right, as always, thank you for downloading, thank you for listening, and let's go Birds.